As a young slave on a plantation in Maryland, Frederick Douglass helped his fellow slaves learn how to read and write, using a Bible to offer lessons by candlelight. It was a risky operation. Maryland law disallowed slaves from receiving an education, and if Douglass was caught, he could be sent to prison. But Douglass wasn't scared. As a young man, he rarely was. It's natural to feel a bit of shame or regret after you make a mistake. But sometimes we can take it too far, beating ourselves up over every little miscue. This can be paralyzing, forcing us into a destructive pattern of self-hatred. That's why it's so important to show ourselves a little compassion. 19th century conservationist John Muir is considered the father of the national park system. And in 1908, he was forever honored with a park that bears his name. Muir Woods National Monument is located along the misty coasts of Northern California, home to some of the oldest and tallest redwoods in the world. In America, schools are funded primarily through local property taxes. In wealthy districts, these taxes are high, which means more money for the local school district. In poor districts, these taxes are low, which means less. The result? Wealthy communities get better facilities and more advanced instruction, while poor communities fall further behind.